世上有很多很著名的墙。
Are there many famous walls in this world?
像这个柏林墙哈，把一个本来是一个国家的哈分成两半。
Like the Berlin Wall, who divided a country into two halves.
三八线无形的墙哈，把南北朝鲜分开。
Or the 30 parallel that divided up North and South Korea.
那在我们华人当中最有名的就是长城了。
Among the Chinese, of course, the most famous is the Great Wall.
这段长城大家不常见哈，但是你去过山海关就知道哈，这是最东边的一个长城。
This is not a section of the Great Wall that you see often, but this is the easternmost section.
我的家乡东北哈，常常以前是被人称作关东的。
And my hometown has been called the one that is east of that gate.
为什么是关东呢？因为过了山海关就被称作外面了。
Because after you pass that 山海关, then it will be called the outside.
所以以前这个中原内陆的人要去东北的话，叫做闯关东。
And so the people in the central part of China, when they go to the northeast, it's kind of like a daring escape over there.
这一个长城把这个汉民族和这个外族啊，就把它分开了。
So the Great Wall divided the Hans from the other ethnic groups.
今天有很多有形的墙，也有一些无形的墙。
Today there are many concrete physical walls as well as invisible walls.
很有名的就是那个防火墙。
Fire walls.
一旦你进到大陆去旅行的话，哇，一堵防火墙就把这个网络把它分开了。
So the moment you go into China, the Great Firewall would divide you from the rest of the outside world.
很多的网站就被隔开了。
Many websites you cannot visit.
去年年底的时候经历了这样一种隔离的墙。
Last year experienced this dividing wall.
那时候在中国大陆那个疫情啊，哇，这个管得太严了。
At that time the pandemic was raging and it was very strict control.
我跟我父亲居住那个小区，几十万人呢，当中就是找到几例这个阳性，这个新冠的人，整个小区几十万人一夜之间就被隔离起来了。
The area that my father and I lived in had several hundred thousand people, but because of a few cases of COVID, the entire area was cordoned off.
一墙之隔，墙外面你看到车水马龙，大家都很自由的在走动。
Just outside the wall, you see all the cars going through back and forth.
但是这个墙里面的人是绝对不能走出去的。
But yet, people inside the wall cannot go outside at all.
整整一个星期的时间，无预警啊！一夜之间，我们后来是别人告诉我们说，哦，你们这个小区被隔离，我们才知道我们在被隔离，走不出去了。
It happened overnight, and actually, people told us that you've been cordoned off.
整整一个星期不可以走出去。
For a whole week, we cannot go outside.
世上有很多的墙，耶稣基督来带来这个福音，就是说所有有形无形的墙都在耶稣基督里被拆毁了。
When Jesus came, the many walls, invisible and visible, are destroyed.
无论是人的罪，还是那个无形的一些小病毒哈，没有办法使人在耶稣基督里面能够合为一。
And there are many things could be hostilities that would divide people among themselves.
耶稣基督的里面是一个没有墙的一个世界。
Inside Jesus is a world without walls.
灭掉、拆掉人与人之间的墙，也灭掉人与人之间那些无形的墙，就是人与人之间的冤仇和隔阂。
Jesus would remove these visible and invisible walls, and that's the hostility among men.
那今天我们在思考这个题目哈，归为一体，在耶稣基督里面成为一个新造的人。各种各样的人，各种各样的民族，在耶稣基督里面都合为一体的时候，我们就来思考。
And today we're going to meditate on the subject of how all different groups of people will become one body in Him.
到底是什么使人与人之间产生这种有形无形的隔阂呢
？What kind of things created all these divisions among men？
耶稣基督的这个福音又是何等大的能力，使我们能够跨越各种各样的隔阂？进入到耶稣基督里面那个真正的合一呢
？And what kind of great power do we find in the gospel to enable us to remove all these hostilities and become one in Him？
在这个耶稣基督里面，到底是什么使我们家庭之间、成员之间本来是一个和睦相爱的关系，却产生各种各样的隔阂呢
？And what kind of things would cause a family that used to be one single unit to become divided？
我们都进入了教会，本来已经成就了那个合一，但是在现实的教会的生活当中，又是什么产生了，又重新把那个隔阂又建起来的呢？
And we were supposed to become one united body in Christ as a church, but yet, some in reality, what are the things that sometimes cause us to lapse into divisions?
弟兄姐妹之间，同工与同工之间，本来在耶稣基督里面已经有了那个彼此相爱合一的关系建立了，又是什么使我们没有办法活出这种的实际呢？
Among brothers and sisters and co-workers, although we have nominally become one in Christ, but yet, what are the things that cause us to be divided?
如何让这福音的大能真的能够彰显在我们的家中，彰显在我们的教会当中，彰显在我们的弟兄姐妹同工之间？
How can we exemplify the great power of the gospel among our brothers and sisters, among our co-workers, and among our families?
对这段经文啊，保罗在让我们能够活出那个合一的彼此相爱的那个实际之前，先向我们告诉一个事实啊，在福音的里面，我们真的已经是没有墙了。
And first of all, before we living out that reality, Paul is telling us that there are indeed no walls in the gospel.
我们在基督耶稣里面已经有这样一个实际已经完成的，不需要我们再去造了，已经是在基督里面已经合一了。
Because in Christ, we already are united.
什么是福音？上一段保罗告诉我们说，我们以前是死的，现在是活的，这叫福音。
What is the gospel? In the previous passage, Paul told us that before we were dead, and now we're alive, and that is the gospel.
以前我们受肉体、受世界的影响，随波逐流，但是如今我们已经胜过了这一切。耶稣基督已经让我们从死里复活了。
And before we were following the ways of the world in the flesh, and now we are resurrected in Christ.
什么是福音？保罗向我们宣告说，以前我们是被世界、被邪灵所压制的，但如今我们跟耶稣基督一起升到父神的宝座的右边。
Paul told us before we were oppressed by the evil spirit, but now with him we have been co-seated in heaven.
所以前面这一段一到十节是从个人的得救这个角度告诉我们什么是福音。
And in verses 1 to 10, it tells us from an individual's point of view, what is the gospel?
这个福音实在是太宝贵了，所以接下来在11节到22节的时候，保罗再把这个福音讲一遍。
And the gospel is so precious that he repeated what the gospel is in verses 11 to 22.
那这次呢，是从另外一个角度。以前我们是彼此隔离的，我们跟神也是有阻隔的。
And here is from a different perspective. Before we were all divided among ourselves and also divided from God.
但福音使我们进到基督的里面合一了。
But the gospel enabled us to enter into him and be united.
成为与众圣徒在一个国家里面合在一起的一群人了。
And become one's nation.
以前我们是外人，但如今我们是进到一个家庭里面。
And before we are outsiders, and now we're in the same family.
以前我们是远离神的人，但如今我们竟然成了主的圣殿，神就住在我们的当中了。
And before we were far away from God, but yet now we become His temple. God is living among us.
所以这是保罗这一段讲的哈，他先从我们从前的光景讲起，以前我们是怎样的人。
So that's what Paul is telling us, what we were like before.
以前我们是外邦人。
Before we were Gentiles.
在保罗那个时代哈，这个对于以色列人来讲，世上只有两种人。
In Paul's generation, there are only two kinds of people to the Israelites.
一种是犹太人，以色列人，一种就是非犹太人，非以色列人，这叫外邦人。
And one group is the Israelites, and the other is the non-Israelites, aka Gentiles.
对于我们华人来讲，这个很容易理解哈。凡是华人的，我们是一族的人。
And for the Chinese, we understand it very well. For you know, we're Chinese.
凡不是属于华人，就叫老外。
And then the non-Chinese, they're just all foreigners.
对，世上就两种人。
There are only two kinds.
这是人一个自我为中心的一种的表现。
And that's a manifestation of our self-centeredness.
根据离我这个人亲近。远疏啊，来分别，来分开世上的不同的人。
And we use the you, me, and then whether we are close by or far away to divide people into two groups.
但是从神的角度来看，我们以前真的是外人呢。
But from God's perspective, we are all outsiders.
我们生出来的时候就不认识神。
When we were born, we didn't know God.
跟神很疏远。
We are far away from God.
第二个，他说没有受割礼的。
Second, he said, uncircumcised.
以前我们连什么是割礼哈，受不受割礼，这些事情好像跟我们都没有关系嘛。
Before we never even heard about circumcision and has nothing to do with us.
我还是来美国哈，当我们老二哈第一个儿子出生的时候，我才意识到哦，在美国这个医生都会问你要不要给孩子行割礼。
And only when I had my second child in the hospital, the doctor asked, "Do you want him to have circumcision?"
当初也不明白为什么要受割礼，受不受割礼到底有什么不同。
And then I didn't really understand what does it mean and what is the relevance.
但是我们现在就知道了，这个受不受割礼哈，在神的面前是不一样的。
But now we understand whether we have circumcision is kind of different in front of God.
有一群人，他们生出来一定要给他们的孩子。男孩子行割礼。
And there is a group of people, when the boys were born, they will have to have circumcision.
因为对他们来讲，这个割礼是一种的记号。
Because to them, circumcision is a mark, a sign.
是人与神立约的记号。
It's a mark of the covenant between man and God.
早在亚伯拉罕的时候，当亚伯拉罕与神立约的时候，亚伯拉罕和他全家的人都行了割礼。
When Abraham set up the covenant, have the covenant with God, he and his entire tribe received it.
从那以后，亚伯拉罕的后裔一定要给他们的男孩子行割礼。
And from then on, his descendants, all the male ones, have to be circumcised.
这就是接下来讲的哈。我们从前是没有受割礼的，而且是在神的诸约上是无份的，是局外人。
Not only are we uncircumcised, we are also foreigners to the covenant of the promise.
这些约我们以前没有听过，神跟人立过约，我们都不知道。
And we have never heard about a covenant. If God has set up a covenant with man, we've never heard it.
中国人都很看重福气，对吧？
Chinese always pay attention to blessings.
但是我们不知道，原来神已经把那最美好的福气借着亚伯拉罕赐福给人了。
But yet we didn't know that God has given the best blessing through Abraham to mankind.
每年过年的时候，我们都要挂福字，甚至倒过来挂，把这个福气好像迎到家里来。
And then every new year we will be hanging the word blessing upside down to kind of signify that blessing is going to come.
但是我们竟然不知道神已经对亚伯拉罕和亚伯拉罕的后裔赐了那个大福，谁要赐福亚伯拉罕谁就会蒙福，谁要咒诅亚伯拉罕谁就会受咒诅，这些我们都不知道。
We never knew that God said that whoever blesses Abraham will be blessed and whoever curses him will be cursed.
我们看到我们中国人这几千年的历史上，就是不断的改朝换代，几百年换一次。
And we always see all the dynasties changes every few hundred years in China.
没有一个朝代能够永远的持续下去的。
There is no everlasting dynasty.
我们竟然不知道，上帝跟大卫有一个约定，说他的那个国，大卫要坐在神的宝座上，直到永永远远呢。
And we didn't know that there is a covenant between David and God that his dynasty will last forever.
他要做王，直到永永远远呢。
He will be king forever.
我们以前都不知道，当然也就跟这些的约，神给人的那些的应许，就是没有关系，就成了局外的人。
So we are all foreigners to all these covenants and promises that God has set up.
我们以前不知道，原来神已经借着一个叫做基督的那一位，要来的那一位，设了一个叫做新约的一个约定。
And we didn't know that God has going to set up this new covenant through Christ.
凡是进入到这个新约的里面的人，神的灵就会住到他里面去。
Whoever enters into this new covenant, that God's spirit will live in him.
神会给我们做一个换心的手术，把那个实心、硬心拿走，换成一个柔软的一个肉心在里面。
God is going to do a heart transplant and remove the heart of stone and replace it with a heart of flesh.
从前我们都不知道这一切，所以被称作在诸约上是局外的人。
And we didn't know any of this, so that's why we call the foreigners to the covenant.
那自然就与基督无关了。
And of course, we are separated from Christ.
我们都盼望着世上能够出一个清廉的政府啊，出一个这个清廉的官，然后我们就有盼望，我们日子就好过一些了。
We always hope that in this world there will be some kind of upright government or officials, and then we will have good days.
但没有想到，神早已经应许了一位，那一位他做主掌王权的，真正才能够把世上的公平、公正、公义带到这个世上。
And we didn't know that God has already set up this righteous Lord and King that He will be judging this world.
我们是以色列国民以外的人。
We are excluded from citizenship in Israel.
我们不知道那一个神的选民已经在那里了，神借着这一批的选民，把神的话、把神的约定、把神的儿子耶稣基督带到世上来。
We didn't know that this chosen people who is going to bring God's word, God's promise, and God's son to this world.
当我们不明白这些的时候，我们会问我为什么跟以色列这个国要有关系？
And when we didn't understand any of this, why we ask what does it do with Israel?
我们中国人已经很好了，我们这个大国崛起哈，越来越兴旺了，我们干嘛跟这个以色列人有关系？
China is pretty good. It's becoming a more and more prosperous country. What does it do with Israel?
我们不明白上帝在世上做事的这些的原则和方法。
We didn't understand God's ways of doing things on earth.
没有指望。
We don't have any hope.
没有神。
We don't have God.
我从小唱的国际歌就是唱从来没有救世主，没有神仙皇帝，全都靠自己，这样长大。
And whenever I sing this international song, I would always say, just always counting on myself.
这一条路是通向死亡的。
This is the road to death.
是通向灭亡的。
To go to annihilation.
是没有出路的。
It's no exit.
而且是在不知不觉当中就走向了灭亡。
Because it's also subconsciously walk towards death.
就像那个大洪水一样，你不知道什么，无预警，突然就出现。
And it's like you don't know the great flood, and then one day it suddenly appears.
如果人是活在这样一种的光景当中，走的是这样一条道路的话，最终的结局是灭亡。
If man walks on the path, the ending is death.
总结一下哈，我们以前不是神的子民，是没有任何的这个记号，没有这个割礼哈，是没有神的应许在我们身上，跟基督无关，然后没有神国、天国的国籍，没有指望，没有神。
And to summarize that, this is what is telling us that we are Gentiles, we are uncircumcised, no covenant, no Christ, no citizenship, no hope, and no God.
这是我们在重生得救之前。
And that's before we were born again.
但我们今天不一样了。
But today we're different.
我们今天走的是另外一条的路。
Now we are on a different path.
神带我们去走向永生通天的一条路。
God is leading us to walk this path of eternal life.
这条路是怎么开始的呢？
How do we begin?
第一步是在基督里。
The first step is to be brought near to Christ.
基督就像那个洪水当中那时候方舟啊救人的那个船一样，我们进到基督里就安全了。
And Christ is like this ark in that flood that when we enter, we are saved.
以前我们是离神很远的人，但是在基督里我们就跟神亲近。
Before we were far away from God, but now in Christ we are clear, we are near to Him.
借着耶稣基督，我们进到神的国，进到神的家里面。
Through Christ we enter into His family.
神把我们和当初神的选民也要在基督里才能重生哦。
And for God's chosen people, they have to be in Christ to be born again.
所以这里讲的新造的人，既不是指外邦人，也不是指犹太人。
So here, when we talk about a new creation, new humanity, is not just talking about Gentiles or Israelites.
是在耶稣基督里面这个末后的亚当新造出来的一个人类。
And it's really this humanity out of the second Adam.
我们以前做外邦人的，我们进到耶稣基督里才能重生。
And for us Gentiles, we have to enter to Christ to be born again.
以前曾经靠近神的那一批神的选民，以色列人、犹太人，他们也要进到基督里才能够重生，成为这种新的人类。
And for the Israelites, they also have to be in Christ to become this new humanity.
两下合为一体，作为一个合一的身体，我们来一起来亲近神。
And created into one humanity out of the two, so that we can be near to God.
以前是神没有国籍的哈，神国之外的人，但如今我们却与圣徒同国了。
And now we become fellow citizens with God's people.
以前我们是神家外的人，但如今我们成为上帝的儿女了。
Before we are outside of His family, but now we are members of His household.
最奇妙的是，我们竟然能够成为神居住的那个所在，就是那个圣殿，属灵的圣殿。
And most miraculously, we become a holy temple where God resides.
所以今天的犹太人读到这里，一定觉得很气愤。
And when the Israelites read it, they're going to get really angry.
你知道犹太人花多少的功夫要把那个圣殿山得回来吗？
And do you know how much effort they spent to kind of get back the temple?
他们打了多少的仗，死了多少的人，流了多少的血，就是要把那块地方夺回来，要重新重建他们的圣殿。
And they have fought many battles and sacrificed much in order to regain the piece of land to rebuild the temple.
但今天我们这些人，我们竟然在耶稣基督里面能就成为神的圣殿，神就会居住在我们的当中，这是何等奇妙的一件事。
And yet now we just have to believe in Christ and we become this temple where God resides.
这是福音。
This is the gospel.
这是借着耶稣基督，我们进到耶稣基督里面， 已经成就的事情。
And that is something accomplished when we enter into Christ.
我们只要在基督里哈，这一切的福分神已经赐给了我们。
In Christ, all blessings have been given to us.
这么大的转变是怎么发生的？
How's that great transformation happen?
在十三节他说是靠着基督的血。
In verse 13, it talks about by the blood of Christ.
血是他生命的代价。
And blood is the price of his life.
流血牺牲舍了他的性命，我们才能够今天有这样的地位，这样的身份。
Shedding his blood and sacrificing his life so that we can have that position.
怎么会有这样的转变？原先那么多的一堵一堵的墙是怎么被拆毁？这里讲说，基督拆毁了人与人之间那些隔断的墙。
How did these many layers of walls being destroyed? Here it tells us that Jesus destroyed the dividing wall of hostility.
当耶稣基督进入那个圣殿的时候，你看这里，至少你数一下，至少有五堵墙。
And when Jesus entered the temple, if you count, there are at least five walls.
最外面这个外邦人院啊，就有一堵墙，你才能够进到圣殿这个区域里面来。
And there is this outside wall that you do enter through in order to get into the court of the Gentiles.
那外邦人就不能再往里走了，因为有一堵墙把它隔开了。
Now the Gentiles cannot enter further in because there's another wall dividing.
再往里走是妇女，犹太人的妇女可以进去的地方。
And then another entrance would get you into the court of the women.
叫做女人院。再往里走啊，女人不能进去了，只有以色列的男人能够进去，叫以色列院。
And then another wall dividing, the women cannot enter, and not only the men can.
在那里可以献祭，在那里敬拜神。
There you can offer sacrifices and worship God.
但是再往里，普通的以色列男人也不能进去了，只有祭司能够进去的，叫做圣所啊，就是那个门，再往里去。
And then, there is another door that separates the men. The ordinary men cannot enter into this holy place.
那在这个圣所里面，还有一个叫做至圣所的地方，是平时即使是祭司、大祭司也不能进去。
And then, inside the holy place, there is this holy of holies that even only the high priest, can enter once a year.
对，只有一年一次啊，带着赎罪牲畜的血。才能进到里面，才能看到那个约柜和施恩座，才能够在那里与神面对面的相会。
And then only once a year when he offered the sacrifice with the high priest being to enter into that place, into the throne of grace.
但大家注意啊，耶稣基督几次进入圣殿，他没有在那里拆墙啊。
But yet for the few times that Jesus visited the temple, he didn't tear down the walls.
在这里，保罗宣告说，耶稣拆断了这些。阻隔的墙是指他在十字架上拆毁了那些人与人之间那些看不见的那些的一切的拦阻。
And here, Paul was talking about what he accomplished on the cross to tear down these invisible walls.
整个这个十字架是我们救赎的核心，因为在十字架上他的血流出，他的这个罪的这个赎价付上之后，所有啊人与人之间那个本来拦阻他们能够来到神面前的那些的拦阻全被拆除。
And the focus of our salvation is the cross, because it's on the cross when his blood is shed that all these dividing walls are torn down.
人与人之间信仰的阻隔、语言的阻隔、文化的阻隔，在耶稣基督的里面都被拆除了。
All the divisions caused by languages, by faith, or by ethnic groups are torn down.
十字架已经搭起了人与人之间这种和好的这个桥梁。
And in the cross that we have built this bridge that we can have peace with one another.
今天作为基督的身体啊，这种合一、和睦、和好的关系是借着我们在基督里面这一群人彰显在这个世界上看。
And now together as the body of Christ, we are the one who will exemplify the peace that we can have and the unity that we can have in Christ.
合一不是在外面靠着某个政府、某个机构来完成的，而是靠着耶稣基督的福音，把这个人与人之间有形无形的拦阻把它拆除。
And this unity is not accomplished by any external political organizations. It's really through the gospel in Christ that we accomplish.
左右看看我们今天坐在这里一起来敬拜的人。
And now let's look left and right and see those who worship together with us.
海峡两岸的人，我们都在主耶稣基督里面合而为一了。
And all across the oceans that we are all united in Christ.
讲粤语的，讲英文的，讲国语的，大家都能够在耶稣基督里面一起来，来敬拜同一位神。
And those who speak different languages, Mandarin, Cantonese, or English, we can all worship together.
当我来到这个泰国参加那个宣教大会的时候，让我非常感动的就是讲不同语言的人，把当地的泰国人、韩国的宣教士、各族的人聚在一起，都在讲同样一个敬拜神的话语，宣读同样一本神的启示的话语，这本圣经，大家同心合意的是在敬拜同一位神。
And when I was in Thailand attending the missionary conference, the one thing that moved me a lot was different nationalities, maybe from Thailand or maybe from Korea, we are all worshiping God together with the same words.
这就是耶稣基督的福音所成就的，把万族万邦的人都召集在一起。在地上的这种的合一的敬拜，是将来在天上神宝座面前敬拜的一种的预言。
And this is what the gospel of Christ has accomplished, that all nations would worship together on earth, and that is going to show what it will happen in the future in heaven.
将来在神的宝座的面前就是这样一幅的图画，各族各方各民的人能够聚在一起，一起来敬拜，万膝都要跪拜，万口都要承认同一位主就是耶稣基督。
And that is what's going to happen in heaven above, that all nations will worship him together in front of his throne.
所以我们在这里要问，在我们这样的一个教会当中，当我们克服了这个语言的拦阻、文化的拦阻，我们聚在一起的时候，我们彼此相爱的关系如何能够不断的晋升呢？
And as we overcome this barrier of our culture and languages, we need to ask, how do we go deeper into this relationship of unity?
让我们彼此的关系不只是停留在表面啊，大家主日都聚在一起唱诗歌赞美聚会完啊就散掉了，就没有关系了，不是这样的。
So let our caring for one another just not stop at superficially and to just kind of see one another once a week and during Sundays.
如何让我们讲粤语的弟兄姐妹和讲国语讲英文的弟兄姐妹能够彼此建立更深入的一种关系呢？
How do we establish a deeper relationship among all our brothers and sisters who speak different languages?
让我们年轻的一代和年长的一代、年老的一代，好像有代沟的这些的拦阻，我们能够靠着耶稣基督，能够建立起这样一种的生命传承的一种关系呢？
How do we overcome this generation gap among our younger and older generations?
弟兄姐妹，当我们的关系停留在表面的时候，常常会处在一种表面上很和睦很和平的一种状态当中。
Whenever our relationships stay at a superficial level, then we would have this superficial unity.
当我们体会到神的心意，想要往深处进行的时候，遇到第一件事情就是冲突。
And whenever we want to go deeper according to God's will, the first thing we'll encounter is conflict.
遇到第一件事情就是你发觉对方与你不一样。
You'll find that the other person is different from you.
弟兄姐妹，在教会当中，真理是不能妥协的。
In the church, the truth cannot be compromised.
但是真理的表达的方式、沟通的方式可能是不一样。
But yet, the way to communicate and manifest the truth can be different.
所以千万不要坚持说，当我们信同一位神、一主一信一喜的时候，千万不要太坚持你的真理的表达的方式。
So whenever we say we believe in the same God, don't be too insistent on the way that you manifest
truth. 这些东西会拦阻我们进到那种深入的彼此相爱的关系当中。
Because those things would prevent us from entering into that deeper relationship of unity.
在教会当中，罪是不能容忍的。有人犯罪，一定要悔改，一定要清除。旁边的弟兄姐妹要帮助他悔改掉这个罪。
We cannot tolerate sin in the church. If there are someone who is sinning, we need to help him to repent and turn around.
但是对于我们那些软弱的、犯罪、跌倒的弟兄姐妹，我们有没有那种耶稣基督的那种怜悯、那种的心肠、柔情在里面呢？
But yet, do we have that mercy and gentleness that Jesus had for sinners?
这些东西是拦阻我们啊。我们有的时候过分的强调一部分东西，却忽略了另外一部分的东西。
And those are some of the hindrances that we may encounter because we overemphasize on some things and not as much emphasis on others.
常常我们在真理上面有一些很强的 conviction， 我们认定这样做就是对的。
A lot of times we have very deep conviction on certain truths and we said this is the way to do it.
但是我们不小心，我们就会把我们自己的 conviction， 我们的认定呢，强加于别人。别人如果不照着我这种方式去敬拜神，不会照着我这种方式去追求真理，就是错的。
And sometimes we apply that deep conviction to others. If others don't do it our way, then we think that they're wrong.
我们做父母的啊，这一代的人对待我们的儿女的时候，首先要去了解他们现在生活的这个环境，他们生活所遇到的这种新的一些的挑战。我们在了解他们之前，我们是没有办法帮助他们来到神的面前。
For parents, when we first have to understand the kind of challenges and environment that our children are in. Before doing that, there is no way for us to help them.
如果我们一味的想试图把我们这一代人的经历的方式去强加于给下一代年轻人的话，那是not gonna work.
And if we force the ways that we did things in our generation onto the next one, that's not gonna work.
但感谢主啊，上帝给我们充足丰盛的恩典。可以帮助我们不断的突破，不断的克服，不断的突破我们这些老我啊，让我们的生命被改变，从而能够与弟兄姐妹、与新的一代能够产生这种真实的生命的连接。
And God has enough grace for us so that we can have breakthroughs, so that we can have that true unity with the next generation.
感谢神的恩典啊，他不光让我们除掉了中间隔绝的墙，还灭掉了人与人之间的冤仇。
We praise God that not only He destroyed the barriers, He also abolished enmity.
用他的爱，用他的牺牲，用他的善，胜过了一切的恶。
Through His love and sacrifice, He overcome all evil.
最近在华人圈里面一首歌火起来，大家都听说过哈，这个罗刹海市。
We have this really popular song, 罗刹海 City.
据说是这个已经创了吉尼斯世界纪录了哈，之前大概。最多的播放量大概五十几亿，它已经达到有人说七十亿、八十亿，有人甚至说一百亿人。
And it broke some records about downloads. It's maybe like 7 billion, 8 billion, 10 billion downloads.
这是首骂人的歌。
It's actually a song that kind of scolds people.
有人以为他这首歌是在骂某一种的人。
Some people think that it is trying to, you know, get at some group of people.
有些人听下来说啊，他是在骂那个时政啊。
And sometimes it's kind of try targeting the governing bodies.
甚至有人说他这首歌是在骂美国的。
Or some people say it's actually targeting the U.S.
这首歌充其量是一个揭露现实、鞭挞丑恶的一首歌。
At the most, this song is really something that is just trying to expose what is happening.
很可能是带着个人的恩怨的一种的强烈的复仇的情绪的一种一个色彩的一首诗歌。
And maybe something personal, enmity that is trying to kind of just get revenge of someone.
可能这个歌手以前真的是被人欺负过，被人打压过，但是这首歌所宣扬的那种情绪，不能够解决这个仇恨所带来的人与人之间的问题。
Maybe this singer has experienced some kind of oppression before, but yet the song is not going to achieve that kind of peace.
那些以前欺负过他的人，现在的日子都不好过了。
Maybe those people who oppressed him previously may not have a very good time right now.
但这样一首诗歌，这样一种情绪的宣泄和表达，真正能够解决人与人之间的冤仇吗？
But yet, would this kind of song really resolve the issues that we have?
肯定不能。
Definitely not.
带来的只能是更多的冤仇。
It would bring more hostility.
带来的只能是更多的彼此的仇恨。
It would bring more hatred.
这个歌曲的结尾最后一句说：“哎呀，这个人类的根本问题就是那只鸡，就是那头驴。”
And the last sentence of the song is like the basic problem of humanity is that chicken or that donkey.
真的吗
？It really?
当他骂别人是鸡是驴的时候，他把自己看成是好人。
When he was saying somebody else is a chicken or a donkey, he's saying that I'm good.
难道所有的问题，人类根本的问题就是别人的问题吗？
Is it really all the problems is somebody else's problem?
就是把那个有问题的鸡、有问题的驴除掉以后，这个问题就和平了吗？
Do we remove that problematic chicken or problematic donkey, then all problems are resolved?
所以大家看到没有，在耶稣基督的福音里面讲说，世人都犯了罪，我们都有同样的问题。
And the Bible tells us that all men have sinned and we all have the same problem.
要说人类根本的问题不是别人，而是我，而是我们这些罪人。
The fundamental problem is not others, it's me.
真正解决这个问题的方式是除掉我里面、你里面这个世界上的罪人，才真能够有希望。
The solution is to remove the sin in me and in you.
这是耶稣基督的福音。
That is Jesus' gospel.
耶稣基督让他的生命，他没有以恶对恶哦。
Jesus didn't repay evil with evil.
别人要害他，他正是为那些要害他的人的罪而死的。
Somebody has ill intent on him, but yet he's willing to die for them.
他没有以恶对恶，而是用善去胜恶。
He is overcoming evil with good.
这才是人类真正的出路。
And that is the true exit for humanity.
神使那无罪的，就是耶稣基督，替我们成了罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
God made him Jesus Christ, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
保罗在那里没有讲说这个世界根本的问题是他的问题，是你的问题，是别人的问题。他说我们都是有罪的人。
The Bible didn't say that it is his problem or her problem. God is our God. It, the Bible tells us it's our problem.
真正能够解决这个问题是那个完全无罪的主耶稣基督，那个完全没有瑕疵的圣洁的神的羔羊，替我们上了十字架，这样我们才有一条又新又活的道路，可以回到神的面前。
The true solution is for the one sinless to go on the cross for us, so that we can have this living way to God.
我们怎么能够从外邦人、局外人、跟神无关的人，能够回到神的家里，成为神同国家里的人呢
？How do we become a foreigner, a stranger, to become a member of God's household?
都是靠着耶稣基督的恩典。
It's through the grace of Jesus Christ.
靠着他的宝血。
Through His blood.
靠着他在十字架上拆除了所有的墙。
On the cross, He abolished all walls.
靠着他的付出，能够灭掉人与人之间一切的冤仇。
Through his sacrifice, all enmity and hostilities of mankind removed.
因为他把一切人的重担、一切人的问题都背在他自己的身上，一并的钉在十字架上。
Because all burdens of humanity has been borne by him on the cross.
是因着耶稣基督除掉了神律法、公义的律法所定的人的那个罪。
Christ has taken away the condemnation of the law.
感谢主。
We praise God.
我们是何等蒙恩的人。
We are one who receive His grace.
这是整个第二章反复两次哈，用同样的笔法，让我们知道我们是何等蒙恩的人。
And then twice in chapter 2, this is how we are blessed.
前面一段一到十节告诉我们是由死入生的人。
In the first 11 verses, talk us about us from death to living.
无力抵挡世界的潮流，而变成从死里复活，与基督一起有自由的神的儿女荣耀的人。
From powerless to resist the world to become living together with Him in God.
以前我们在地上没有指望的人，如今我们跟神一起升到父神的宝座面前，在基督里面经历神的人。
And without hope before, now we are co-seated in heaven with Christ.
如今又告诉我们哈，我们成为神同国同家，与众圣徒一起建造成为一个荣耀的属灵的圣殿，让神就居住在我们当中，有这样一个独特的蒙福的地位的人。
And together with other brothers and sisters, we become the temple of God's residence, and that is how blessed we are.
但两次哦，保罗讲完我们这个蒙恩的地位之后，都没有停在这里。
But twice, Paul didn't stop there.
在第十节的时候，保罗告诉我们说，我们都是神手中的工作，是在耶稣基督里面造成的，为叫我们什么行善，就是神预定让我们行的。
Because in verse 10 it tells us that we are God's workmanship, creating Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
那到了后面这个十九节以后呢，他继续朝着这个说，我们得救有了这样一个蒙恩的地位，了解这些恩典之后，我们没有停在这里。
And then also in verse 19, he didn't just stop there to say we are blessed.
今天我们在这里做什么？
What are we doing here today?
神让我们有这么大的恩典，蒙了怜悯，得了神的爱以后，神要在我们身上到底要成就什么？
What is God going to accomplish in us after we have received such blessing and grace?
就是我们一起啊，要联合在一起啊，要造一个合一的属灵的圣殿，让神居住在我们的当中。
And that is to build a spiritual temple in unity so that God can reside in us.
这个属灵的宫殿怎么被造起来？是从这个根基讲起哈。
So how do we build this temple? Is starting from the foundation.
使徒和先知的教导成了我们这个属灵宫殿的圣殿的一个根基。
The teachings of the apostles and the prophets becomes this foundation of this spiritual temple.
耶稣基督亲自成了房角石。
Jesus Christ Himself became the chief cornerstone.
我们这些活的石头呢， 又被联络在一起啊，一起被建造、装配在一起啊，成为圣殿。
And our living stones are all built together to become this temple.
这样建造的目的要达到一个什么样的目的呢？就是让神居住在我们的当中。
And what is the purpose of all of this? Is to be so that God would become, that God would be dwelling among us.
在永恒当中，神与人同住，永远不离开，这是将来一定要发生的事情。
In eternity, God living with men eternally, that is something that will happen.
但今天我们这些蒙恩得救的人要在地上啊，在那个日子还没有到来之前，我们在地上要做一个 demo 啊，就是在他的教会当中，我们成为一个合一的圣殿，在这个世界上见证上帝的恩典、上帝的荣耀。
And today on this earth, we as a body will be a demonstration of what is to come.
这是我们今天要做的事情。
And this is what we have to do today.
这是神要在我们当中要成就的事情。
And that's what God will accomplish in us.
你我以前都是一块一块零散的砖摆在外面的。
Before we were all isolated bricks, scattered all over.
但如今神把我们拣选回来，让我们一块一块都有机有生命的连接在一起，要建造一个圣殿。
But now God has collected us so that we can be connected to one another organically.
而也不光是我们自己在那里忙着去建造，圣灵就在我们的当中帮助我们，就像那个灰浆，就像那个连接剂一样，把我们连接在一起，一个一个的能够成为圣殿的一部分。
And it's not us doing it by ourselves, because the Holy Spirit is with us like the water that is going to go connect us together.
这是神要在我们当中所成就的。
And that is what God will accomplish in us.
在基督里我们所有相信的人已经联合成为一个身体。并且一同被建造成为上帝借着圣灵所居住的圣殿居所。
In Christ, all believers have been united in one body, and we are built together into the dwelling of God in the Spirit.
你有在这个建造的过程当中吗？
Are you participating in this process of building?
你有参与到这样一个荣耀的让神那个名被高举的这样一个荣耀的工程当中吗？
Are you participating in thisWork of this glorious accomplishment.
邀请大家第一步先从与你身边的弟兄姐妹借着服事产生连接的一种的关系。
The first step is to really establish this relationship through serving God together with the brothers and sisters.
不连接跟其他的石头如果不连在一起，跟他的弟兄姐妹没有关系的话，你是散在外面的，很容易被人捡去或者丢掉的一块石头。
If you don't have this kind of relationship with your other brothers and sisters, then you are like this isolated brick outside, easily to be discarded.
这种连接最好的方式就是加入到一个团体小组。
The best way to get connected is to join a fellowship.
或者是加入到一个施工团队当中。
Or to join into a particular ministry.
借着大家在一起的追求，在一起的服事，让我们生命与生命之间产生一个真实的和深入的一种连接的方式。
So that our lives we truly connected to one another through these services and fellowship.
今天我们要在一起守圣餐。
Today we will be observing our communion together.
那今天我们要花多一点的时间来预备我们自己。
Today we'll spend a little bit more time to prepare ourselves.
这些经文大家都很熟悉了。
We're all very familiar with these passages.
那我们一起再读一下让我们好好的去预备我们自己的心来领用圣餐。
So let's read together so that we can prepare ourselves for the communion.
如果你要读中文的话，你就跟我来读。
If you want to read in Chinese, follow Pastor He.
如果你要读英文的话，跟 Tony 长老一起来读。
If you want to read in English, you can follow me.
好，我们先从哥林多前书十一章二十七节开始。
11:27.
我们一起来所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼，喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身，主的血了。
So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord.
保罗特别强调无论何人呢。
Here Paul talks about whoever.
所有的人，我们都要照着神所定下来的这个规矩来守着圣餐。
Everyone has to observe the communion according to these.Commands.
因为这饼代表着基督的身体。
Because the bread represents the body of Christ.
这杯代表着耶稣基督的血。
The cup represents his blood.
因着他的宝血的流出，身体的舍弃，我们蒙了救赎。
Because of the shedding of his blood and the brokenness of his body, that we are blessed.
这是我们来到神的面前，来认识神的一个开始，一个根基。
And that is the foundation and beginning of us following him.
所以每次我们领圣餐的时候，又回到我们信仰的这个最根基的地方来去思考。
So every time we observe the communion, we come back to that very beginning of our faith.
第二十八节、二十九节说，人应当自己，我们一起来啊，一起来，人应当自己醒茶，然后吃这饼，喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
Let's get a go. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves.
所以我们在领用圣餐之前，在吃这饼喝这杯之前，我们一定要省察自己。
So we have to examine ourselves before we partake of the cup and bread.
第一个，如果在我们当中还没有接受耶稣基督的，还没有受洗归入耶稣基督的，你暂时不要领用。
For those of us who have not accepted him or be baptized in him, let's not do that right now.
因为当你还没有重生得救的话，领用这饼这杯对你没有任何的益处。
Because if you're not born again and accepted him yet, then receiving the bread and cup would not be beneficial to you.
当人还没有认罪悔改的时候，你吃这饼喝这杯的时候，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
If you have not repented, then if you take up the bread and the cup, then you are eating your own sin.
如果人吃喝自己的罪，那个罪还在继续成长啊。
And if you eat of it, then your sin will continue to grow.
对于已经重生得救的基督徒，我们在每一次领用这饼这杯的时候，一定要省察自己的罪，认罪悔改。
So for those of us who have accepted him, every time before we partake in the communion, we have to examine ourselves.
否则就是在吃喝自己的罪。
Otherwise, we'll be eating and drinking judgment on ourselves.
好，我们再来读三十节、三十一节，一起来哈。因此，在你们中间有好些软弱的，有患病的，死的也不少。我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。
That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment.
所以我们提醒还没有受洗的人，不要领用这饼这杯，不是对你们的歧视，是对你们的保护。
So whenever we ask those who are not baptized to not partake in the communion, it's not to discriminate against you, but it's for your protection.
弟兄姐妹，当初在哥林多教会当中的人，真的有人身体软弱，甚至死了的人。
And in the church of Corinth, back at the time, there were indeed people who got sick and even died.
就是因为他们没有省察自己，随随便便地领用这饼这杯。
Because they have not examined themselves and taken of the communion carelessly.
今天我们再次哈，在领用饼杯之前，再次来省察自己。
Before we take the communion, let's examine ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，让我们问问自己，我们心中有没有存着那种对人的不满、怨恨、敌意，甚至一种的冷漠？
Do we have harbor hostilities, indifference, or bitterness towards others?
如果有的话，你千万不要领用这饼这杯。
If you have, do not take bread and cup.
弟兄姐妹，我们问问自己，我们有常常在人的背后去抱怨别人？
Do we complain about others behind the back?
我们有没有在言语、态度、行为上故意损害别人的名誉？
In our speech and attitude, do we try to harm others' reputation?
弟兄姐妹，我们最近有没有向人发怒却没有向人认罪悔改道歉的？
Do we get angry at others when yet we did not repent before others?
弟兄姐妹，有没有在我们当中故意说谎欺骗人的事情？
Do we lie and cheat others?
这些在我们领用这饼这杯的时候，一定要省察。如果有这些罪的话，快快的向神去认罪。
We need to examine ourselves. If we have, we need to repent quickly.
而且在领用这饼这杯之前，立志说我赶快要向人去道歉去悔改。
And also, we need to make our minds that we need to repent to others.
我们不要吃喝自己的罪。
We do not want to drink and eat judgment on ourselves.
在神的面前认我们自己的罪。
We need to confess our sins in front of God.
对神说，是的，我错了。
to say to God, "Yes, I'm wrong."
谦卑的对神讲说，是的，我需要你的帮助，给我力量去面对这个罪。
And humbly said to God, "I need your strength to help us overcome."
愿上帝借着我们今天领用这饼这杯的时候，来洁净我们这个人。
God is going to use this occasion to cleanse us.
不要让那些罪继续的在我们身上蔓延。
So that the sin will not propagate among us.
不要让那个苦毒的根在这个教会当中继续的成长和蔓延。
So that the root of bitterness will not continue to grow in our church.
今天如果你立志悔改的时候，神就会来洁净我们。
If you decide to repent and confess, God will cleanse us.
如果你还没有预备好，你不要欺骗自己，你今天可以暂时不领用这份赎罪。
If you have not decided, you don't lie to yourself. You don't have to take the communion today.
直到你真的在神的面前，在人的面前。是一个守节心清的人，再来到神的面前领用这饼这杯。
Until one day that indeed you can say in front of God and men that you are cleansed, then you can come back and rejoin in the communion.
大家有一点祷告的时间，当你预备好的时候，你可以走到前面来领用这饼这杯。
Now we have a time of prayer, and when you are ready, you can come forward to receive the bread and the cup.